Woman's Shear on Sunday, Chavis Halvavas, Shear Cheshbin HaNefesh, Tez Zayin, Mar Cheshvan, Tav Shinayin He. Sunday afternoon, Chavis Halvavas, Woman's Shear, Shear Cheshbin HaNefesh.
Okay, so Chavis Halvavas, Shear Cheshbin HaNefesh, Perek Gimel, and we're in the middle of Cheshbin number 27. And 27 and 28 really are two angles, two ways of looking at tzaros, at things happening to us that we would rather them not happen. Let's put it this way. The laws, we call it bad things. And Chavis Halvavas' point in number 27, is to be mekabel it for simcha, to welcome it, not to, he says there's different kinds of acceptance. You can accept it grudgingly because Hashem is stronger than you. So what are you going to do? Like, that's your attitude. What can you do? And you believe it's from Hashem, but you don't, it's very hard. That's already a madrega, we feel, because you don't say it's by accident, and you don't say there are forces that are doing it to you, you have bad mazel. Say it's Hashem, but you don't accept it willingly. You accept it besavlonus, he says. You sovel it, but you're angry about it. You're upset about it. You don't welcome it. He wants you to welcome it. He wants you to be besimcha about it. He's really saying nothing more than the Gemara says, as we saw. And the Gemara says that's what it means, k'shem shemavarchen al hatova, kach mavarchen al hara, it means besimcha. So let's look at it now. We're in the middle of this cheshbon. So he says there's two types of savlonus. There's a savlonus of that you feel forced. You don't get schar for it. There's no mechila saveros, he implies. Ein mechila bo. You didn't pass the Nisayon. If you're angry, that means you're rejecting what's happening to you, so you don't have the benefit of it. Okay. Histakel ochi, that's what we're up to. It's just about in the middle of the paragraph, or the middle of the cheshbon. Histakel ochi ma bein shnei asabolim. Between the two types of acceptance. The acceptance of grudging acceptance, angry acceptance. Acceptance because what else are you going to do? You can't fight it. And then there's acceptance, which is a very high madragan, very difficult, an acceptance of welcoming it and being besimcha, saying thank you, Hashem. Why would you thank Hashem? Well, you know Hashem's doing it l'tova, and there's different ways it could be l'tova. It could be, at the very least, meaning like the fallback position is always it's better in this world than in the next world. A person has sins. So you can be rachok from Hashem in the next world, you could suffer in this world, and that takes away the suffering in the next world, and that is certainly preferable to suffer in this world. It goes a long way, the suffering in this world, even though it's only in this world and it's only temporary. But the suffering of Nitzchias and Olam Haba is certainly worse. When we realize that, if we would have to choose, we would understand what it means to welcome it and be besimcha and say thank you, Hashem. There's other aspects to things we would rather not happen. You become closer to Hashem. Sometimes in the long run, you look back and actually see it's a tova. Right, whether it's a relationship that didn't work out, and then you look back and you see you're in a better one, a job that didn't work out, you go back, you see you're in a better one, it changed your path in life, it made you move somewhere else, and now you have a whole different set of influences, and you have a better chevra. There's many ways in which we see that it turns out to be good. But that's why, that's the way you will be mekabel et besimcha, when you realize that everything Hashem does is l'tova. So then there's a chance of accepting it besimcha, even if you don't understand yet how it's a tova. Again, you can always fall back on the kaparas haveros, but even if you're just not up to rationalizing it, but the Gemara still demands b'simcha, so, you know, you could work on just being mekabelit b'simcha with the knowledge, with the intellectual knowledge that it's latova, even if you don't see it, you're not there yet. But maybe if you intellectually understand it, because you're still saying a dianemus, right? That's what Gemara says. In this world, you're saying a dianemus b'simcha. In the next world, there's no dianemus bracha. It's all hatova ametiv. Because then you will, in the next world, also Mashiach maybe, will perceive the tova in everything. And we don't perceive it now, so we're making a dianemus because we can't perceive the tova now. Now he says, "V'chelak inyan ha'sevel b'nafshach l'shlosha chalokim." V'chalek inyan ha'sevel b'nafshach l'shlosha chalokim. There are really three kinds of sufferings that people will undergo, and then you have to choose which you're gonna suffer it. You're going to accept it, b'simcha, or you're going to accept it grudgingly. Again, to us, accepting it grudgingly is also a madrega, because he's not angry at Hashem, maybe, angry, or he knows it's from Hashem, right? He maintains his emunah. Many times that's a nisayon. Chavis HaVodas is not addressing that nisayon. He's not addressing emunah. He's not addressing that you should say Hashem like left me, and Hashem just like Bnei Yisrael would say, it says in Chumash, Al kiyenu l'kai berkibi mitzvuni arel se'elu, but really v'anochi haster haster panay mehem, it's a haster panim, Hashem is there peeking through the clouds, so to speak. So the Chazal doesn't talk about that. To us, that's like, maybe to anybody, it's a tremendous madrega. It's wonderful. We feel we've really conquered a Yetzirah, and we've made great strides in Chovos HaLevavos when we're able to maintain our amunah and be convinced that Hashem did it and Hashem knows what he's doing. And but we can't go to that next level of thanking Hashem for it b'simcha, because we know that it's tov. And that's the madrega the Chavis HaLavos is talking about. That's what he's demanding of us to eventually do. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but eventually. This is something we strive for, we work on, and ultimately it is tov. So this is something that you're going to have to feel. It's only logical to feel that way. Again, if you're able, sometimes we're zoche, and we're able to see the tov, maybe a day, sometimes a day later, sometimes a year later, sometimes a decade later, we could look back and say, wow, that was really tov, that changed my life, that brought me close, it did whatever it did, it changed me to the better, thank you Hashem, right? Sometimes you get immediate results, right? We always want to complain that we missed the crash, right? So you say, ah, Baruch Hashem, I wasn't on the plane. You got to think of the people that were on the plane, of course. Anyway, so there's, but now he splits up three categories of sufferings, really. And the three are Asevel al Avodas Elokim. That's, he's just, again, Chavis likes categories. When we suffer, suffering really, when we take on difficulties in order to be Ovid Hashem. Let's say we have to wake up early, or we have to suffer a little embarrassment because of face, the way we dress, or we have to suffer a salary because we don't work on Shabbos. This is the suffering that we willingly accept in order to do mitzvahs. That's one type of sevel, one type of suffering or obstacles, right? We have to do something. You gotta get up in the morning, you gotta daven, etc. I have to walk to shul. V'hasevel al hamroso, that's number two. This is a question what it means in the Mefarshim. I think the simplest way to learn it's the sevel not to violate a lav. The first one was the sevel, what you sometimes have to undergo in order to be Ovid Hashem as a mitzvah saseh. V'hasevel al hamroso will be the sevel that you have to undergo not to violate a lav, which is really much more chomer. How many people would be able to do what it says in Shulchan Aruch? to give up all your money and to be totally destitute in, rather than violate any law in the Torah. It's very hard, you know. You say, it means you have to get fired. Forget about getting fired. You have to be willing to give up all of your money, all of your possessions, not to violate any law, whether it's a law of Lashon Hara, which, like, oh my goodness, like, can I just talk this once? I don't want to have nowhere to go, nowhere to sleep, nowhere, nothing to eat. You're giving up everything. That's the din by a lav. By an asay, that's not the case. By an asay, there's limits what you have to spend in order to do a mitzvah asay. But by a lav, there is no limit. Not to violate a lav, you have to give up all your money. So that's what the second seivel is. But then the third seivel is the seivel of life. A seivel al pigei ha'olam. That's the seivel of life, that life has difficulties and obstacles and problems, sometimes tragedies. Things happen that are unpleasant, very unpleasant. This splits up into do, who are seivel al masha choser. Either you don't have, something's taken away from you, or al heder davar ohuv. Right? You can either suffer by, something being taken away from you, that would include Yisurei Haguf, that would include losing money. Oh, Al Heder Dover Ohuv, that you can't attain what you want. You always wanted this, you always wanted to achieve this, you always wanted to achieve that, and it's not going. Maybe in your job, professionally, maybe it's possessions. Veza Mem Shiyah, whatever kind it is, Yachol Shetashayiv Al Derech HaOnesh. So it could be it's an onesh for averus in other main tzaddik boris or sheyas etov lo yechta umochlim lo avonecha, and if you accept it the right way, it will indeed affect kaparas averus. Oh, maybe it's a nisayon oshiyas cholo min alokim lo chal derech hanisayon v'amivchon. We talked about yesterday in shul. It might be a nisayon, and you'll get schar, because you went over the limit, meaning Hashem gave you extra work, extra credit. It's extra credit in your life. We all want extra credit on the test, because we're afraid we're failing the test, so you get extra credit. You go, oh, gushmak, extra credit. Well, Hashem does the same thing, he says. You might be failing in life, as an Ovid Hashem, so maybe Hashem will, and then this, you should certainly welcome and thank Hashem. Hashem's giving you this sorrows. In reality, they're nisyonos, and that to sort of artificially give you a way to overcome and to move beyond your averus, and it'll generate kaparas averus. Because it's extra credit. It's more than is destined for your life. It is a basic life plan, and then Hashem gives you extra. Hashem is nisa. Hashem gives an nisaya. The yarba b'zeabori yisbarach v'yagdol gemula chalav. This will increase your schar. So it's either a mechilas averus or it's to increase your schar. So if it's either of these, whether it's a kapora or you're getting schar, certainly that is occasion to accept it, the simcha, to welcome it. I'm saying if nothing else, he's not even talking about the missed plane that crashed. He's not talking about the job, that you didn't get the job, and 2 months later you got a much better job. It happens more often than we think, and certainly we can anticipate, you know, something good will come of this, and then you look back a year later, and many times, I'm sure everybody in this room has that experience, that you look back, sometimes you look back 10 years, and you see, wow, like things took a different turn, and I'm a better person because of it. And at the time, I was crying. At the time, I thought my life was at an end. I thought nothing would come of it. You know, my life, I hit a dead end. But he's not talking about that. He's really limiting himself to either kaporas averus or moschar. I guess because that's universal. Because you could always say that, even if you don't see the tov. But this is something that might always be true, and it is true. If there's nothing else, thank you, Hashem, for making me suffer in Olam Hazeh, because that Hashem, the way Hashem works the system is that takes care of an awful lot of onesh in the next world, where it's nitzchias, it's forever, and it really counts. And probably hurts even more. The neshama is lacking. Or Hakam gives you an opportunity to grow. That's nisayon. We'll talk about nisayon in that sense. That's the simplest way of understanding nisayon. You have an opportunity to grow, so you get more schar. So, right? Something happens, a lot of money gets stolen from you, someone loses a job, someone's not doing a shidduch, other problems in life. So the Chavis HaLava says, again, he doesn't even talk about, for us it's an avoda. It's from Hashem. Hashem's doing it, it's not that person did it to me, it's not my bad mazel, it's nothing. Hashem is doing it. That's like, we gotta get that clear. Again, he doesn't even discuss that. He discusses that in other of Cheshbon HaNefesh, to know that everything's from Hashem. But here he's starting from that point, but that's an avoda. I'm speaking out because I recognize that I think that, like, that first step is already a huge leap and a big avoda. That's not what he's talking here. He talked about that back in number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that everything's from Hashem. Here, so that's going to be step one. Right? I got this terrible wound on my foot. I'm in pain, and it's terrible, and I can't daven properly, I can't learn properly, I can't do everything I'm supposed to be doing. It hurts so much. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Right? So that you say, well, at the very least, it's a kaparas aveiros, at the very least, and better here than there. It might be a nisayon to see a reaction. It might be the soyan of emuna, to taka say it's from Hashem, not that stupid bus driver left that thing in the aisle and I injured myself when I walked by and it cut into my skin, and then, right? No, you can't. It might be the soyan for emuna, and it's kaparas aveiros. So at the very least, you have that to be makabalit basimcha and say thank you, Hashem. It's hard to wrap our heads around smiling through tears and saying thank you, Hashem. But again, it's nothing more than the Gemara that says in the basic structure of making a bracha dayan emes that you have to make it besimcha. That's a Gemara, that's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It's not some far-fetched musar concept in the Chavis Halvavos. It's really that echoing a Gemara. How do you do it? So he's just talking about that. Now, in retrospect, again, talking personally, I could see the tova. I mentioned already the tova that I see. I have that tova. I have the tova of my general health improved as a result of all this pain and of all the pain and all the being laid up. It ended up having a tremendous beneficial effect on health. And in other areas of my life it was beneficial. I took advantage of it. So, but that's a schus. To be able to see the tov is a schus. But Chayim Shalom, again, doesn't talk about that. And it talks about realizing it's a kapara or a nisayon, either of which is tremendous. Thank you, Hashem. It gives me a chance to grow. It gives me a chance to shteig. Or it's a kapara saveiros. If we can't wrap our heads around that either, so maybe for us it's to reach this madrega, maybe we could reach it with just the emuna that it's tov. But that's even harder. You know, if we don't see any tov, if we can't intellectualize even any tov, if we can't even say it's tov because it's a kapara, or it's tov because it's a nisayon and it gives me an opportunity for growth and I get closer to Hashem, or I overcome my laziness because of this, or I overcome my anger because of this, or it makes me a more humble person because of this, or I become a more empathetic person to other people's sorrows because of this. These are all wonderful things that wouldn't have happened otherwise. And you say, thank you, Hashem. I would have gone through my whole life not being nosi ba'olam chaveiro, not caring about my fellow Jew. And now that this happened to me, I'm more sensitive to this, and I'm more sensitive when others have this sorrow, and I know what they're going through, and I care about it more, and I can help them more. So that's wonderful. It wouldn't have happened otherwise. It's worth it to suffer if I can grow as a person, because we're in this world to grow as people. Right? So it's certainly a great trade-off. I'm suggesting, again, you know, it's hard, you know, when you're hit with tragedy, when you're hit with something that's overwhelming, and you stay up at night crying, which we do. And you say, how can I be besimcha? First of all, it's very hard, and who says, you know, you have to work on it. But at the least, again, the Chagov doesn't talk about this, at the very least, there's an emunah that it's tov. Vayar elokim es kol asher asav inei tov ma'od. Why did I think I said this a few weeks ago? Right? Why did the Torah bother telling us Ve'ar Elokim Kitov? Why did the Torah bother saying that? We're giving Hashem a report card here. He's giving himself a report card. We have to know that he looked at his handiwork and he said it's Tov. I just reached this understanding a few weeks ago, literally. The Torah here is telling you that everything Hashem does is Tov. This is where it says it. By the Torah spending all these words to tell you that everything Hashem made in Sheishis Yemei Breishis, everything Hashem created, and He continues to create, is Tov. And then the wrap up, the Yara Lekim is Kol Asher Asovinei Tov Ma'od, which is Tov Ma'od is like a very, very powerful statement. And it's good, everything's good, and it's for the good, it's good, and it's only good. So if we have that emunah, maybe that's enough. We all recognize that it's, especially nowadays where there's so much atheism around, it's hard, it's a madrega to even believe it's from Hashem. It's a madrega, and that's wonderful, and that's a nesoyon, but that's a different cheshbon to know that everything is from Hashem. Those are the three principles, right? To know it's from Hashem. I have said this in shul a few weeks ago, a few months ago maybe. A is to know that everything is from Hashem. B is to know that Hashem has a plan, right? Hashem is not throwing dice. Hashem is not picking names out of a hat and saying, okay, who's going to get this machla? And the loser is Pliny Ben Pliny. No, Hashem has a plan. That's a very important emunah. It's from Hashem is an important emunah. This is the tripod. It's from Hashem. Hashem has a game plan. It's b'cheshbon. Nothing's arbitrary, chas v'shalom. Nothing's a mikre. Everything is with a cheshbon, and it's tov. That's the third leg of the tripod. It's from Hashem, and it's planned. It's not arbitrary, because you say it's from Hashem, but Hashem is playing around. Hashem's toying with me. No, it's part of a plan, and the plan is good. Okay. Well, Eza may have, so he says, if whether you can handle kapara better. Those are interesting. Maybe this is the most practical, maybe this is the easiest, because this is universal, it applies to anything. I don't have to search why it's good. Again, if we remain sensitive to it, we can look back after a decade and say, that was good. I had this sorrow with my child, but because of that, he got thrown out of yeshiva, but because of that, he went to this yeshiva, and now look at him now, it's 10 years later, and he's a mensch. I'm so happy he got thrown out of yeshiva. At the time, you cried. And you said, he'll never do a shidduch, and how will I ever live it down, and his sister will never do a shidduch, and what yeshiva is going to take him, and this is an embarrassment, and this is terrible, and what happens, he's going to go off the derech now, and you went crazy for 6 months. And now you look back 10 years later, and you say, wow, I am so happy that they threw him out. Because he would have been a lost soul there, and now, because I met this person, and he went to the right place, and he struggled for a few years, but now he's a mensch. So you have to be sensitive to that also, and then that helps you in the next nisoyon, that helps you in your next belief, that it turns out to be tov. But the Chazal Lubavitch only talks about these two things, kapara and nisoyon, which he is understanding helps you grow. He talks about schar, to increase your schar.
extra credit on the test. We're having a test. Life is a test. And it's very good. Hashem gives extra credit. That's what an assignment is, the Chavis HaLov says here. It's extra credit. In case you mess up, but you want to get 100, so he gives extra credit. And this way, maybe, you could have 100 anyway. Kamosha Omar David HaMelech Olav HaShalom, he says a beautiful, he sums it up beautifully here. From Apostle Kent Tehillim, Kol Archos Hashem, Chesed the Emes, Lenotse Vriso the Eidosov. Everything Hashem does is either, he's going to interpret it to mean either Chesed or Emes. Ki Haro HaBoi Lecha. Im Hi Limchol Avonecha. He MS, if it's Kaporas Averos, it's a manifestation of MS, because you have to be punished. So thank you, Hashem, for making it in this world, but it's a manifestation of Midas or MS. And if it's an Asayon to help me grow, then it's Chesed. So it's either Chesed or MS. The Chavis HaLov sees his two ways of dealing with it, of thinking about it, that it's Tov and being Mekabalit B'Simcha, besides all the other things we said, but his way is either that or that. So he calls that either Chesed or Emes. V'mi Yaschova Me'esu Elokim L'Seis T'murosa Agmul HaTov. Hashem wants to give you extra credit. Al Sivlecha Anisayon, because you handled the Nisayon well, he Chesed. V'neni Yoytzu Mechesed V'Emes. It's either Chesed or it's Emes. What seems to us to be bad, to be maybe tragic even, chas v'shalom. We don't want it, we don't welcome it, but it seems tragic, it seems terrible, and we cry. We cry, certainly we cry. But we have to know it's either chesed or emes. That's good words to remember. It's either a chesed or it's emes. V'imteitim l'stakol b'nyonim o'elo b'libcha, if you can handle this and really sincerely believe this, tia achri sivlcha tov, you'll have the schus, and it will really work out. Tov vagmul olav muftach. You will get schar for piercing this. Ultimately, it's an assayon. How are you going to handle bad, what we call bad news? So you have to work on this. Now, really, you can practice in small ways, right? If you were going to go on a trip and it rains, so you could practice. Maybe now it's always even easier with rain. You say, Baruch Hashem, it rained. Or if it's very hot outside, maybe you can do a little Shara Bechina and look up in an encyclopedia when it's hot, what it does for the fruit in the field, for the crops. It's very good that it's hot. It's making them very sweet. It's giving them the sun's rays. Or when it's cold, you can look what the cold does. Maybe you can, this is in small ways. Instead of, you know, we don't live like that. We run and put on the air conditioner, we run and put on the heat. And we run and put on, right? But that's where you could practice in small things. Again, you have to practice. You have to practice. I missed the bus. You have to practice in small things. Then maybe we can handle the big things. Hashem will, when you handle this, the tzar of the ro, Marius HaSevel, the Yoral Ritzoncha HaTov B'Gzeres HaElokim, you will manifest your Ritzon HaTov. Again, you know, we have such trouble saying the words. I welcome what Hashem did, because Hashem did it. So I know it's Tov, I welcome it. This Nachem Chabo, and I, it shouldn't be strangely, I find comfort in the fact that I know it's Tov. So, right, you have to pity people that don't believe in Hashem, that don't believe everything Hashem is Tov. So how do they find comfort when things happen to them? Certainly atheists should go crazy from the events in the world. Mishtageya. But it is comforting. There's a Hashem, and it's Becheshbon, and it's Tov. So he calls it comforting. Ubitchon cha'olav, and you're relying on Hashem to do good, to do what's right. Kamo she'omar, chizku v'yameis l'vavchem, kol ha'miachlim la'Hashem. Okay. That's number 27. And that's... So if you lose money, you lost your wallet, you don't go crazy with grief, with anger, with resentment.
It might even be your fault, and Hashem's teaching you to be more responsible. It's also possible. Now, number 28 is very difficult. It's also about, I have a lot of trouble with 28. I had, now I think I understand it. We'll learn 28, and it'll seem like almost contradictory. It's also how to handle tragedy, how to handle things that don't go the way we want them to go. But it's a different take on it. And the question is, so which is it? Is it 27 or is it 28? Let's learn 28. Maybe you won't even be bothered by the question. Vashmona Vashram number 28. There's only 30, so we're... Cheshbon Odom im Nafsho Achar Bitchono Al Elokim. You know that everything is from Hashem. Umosro Elav Es Nafsho. And you know that everything, you understand that everything belongs to Hashem. Everything is His. We have no prior, we don't deserve anything. We don't deserve to exist. We don't deserve to live. We have no claims to exist or to live or to be Jewish or to live in Eretz Yisrael or to be married or to be healthy or to be from or to be anything. We have no claims. Hashem, everything's a matana from Hashem. Es nafsho ves mamono uvono v'chol inyono. So he says, k'shtein an inyono. So if something happens and you lose money, or if you get ill, or if someone dies, so Chavis HaLava says, so what? So to speak. It was never yours in the first place. You're not entitled to it. Hashem gave you a pikadon. Hashem let you have this person in your life for X amount of years. And now He took him back. He lent him to you. Hashem let you have this money for X amount of years. Well, it's not your money. It's Hashem's money. He gave it to you. He lent it to you. And now He's just taking it back. It's not yours. You're not the you're not a proprietor. It doesn't belong to you, really. Nothing belongs to you. Everything is a gift. So the person who gave you the gift comes and says, I want the gift back. He gave it to you originally, but He didn't give it to you lachalutin. He gave it to you understanding that it's always His, and He's letting you use it. If someone lets you use something, you don't cry when He takes it back. I mean, you might cry, but you have no right to cry. You're not entitled to it. It's not yours. I want my book back. I want my person back. I want my aver back. I want my health back. You're not entitled to be happy. This is what he says here. This is obviously different than number 27. You'll see that. And I want to talk about next week, Be'ezus Hashem, the interplay. Is it either or? Is it two different suggestions of how to handle it? Are they both true? Which is it? Which is a higher madrega? Which is a lower madrega? Which should I think? You know, I'm going to the Chavis HaLavas and I'm saying, but let's, I guess, first see it inside. K'she yishtana inyono, when things change, I'm there. Things are going swimmingly well, and I'm so frum, and I know it's Hashem, and I know it's from Hashem, and I don't say kol chivotzim yodi, and then boom, one day you wake up, and you got a problem. A big problem. Maybe even a tragedy. V'yigzer habore, b'mesh eino mapik ritzono, something I'm not too crazy about, Hashem goes there. Again, that's the Aleph, it's from Hashem. Sheyachshav b'nafsho, here's what I want you to think, says the Chavis HaLavas. Here's how your mind should work. If someone, Reuven, gives Shimon something, and the person whose it is now, he's talking about it is the receiver's. Now it's his. I have no kesher to it anymore. I gave it away. And he breaks it, and he smashes it, and he ruins it. I can't have tainus. Says the Chavis HaLavas, it's not mine. It's his. It would be absurd for me to be upset or angry. It belongs to him. It doesn't belong to me anymore. And he's doing what he wants with it. He changes it. That he should mourn. I give you something and I give it to you, and now you use it the way you want to use it, not the way I want you to use it. So I have no right to be upset. It doesn't belong to me anymore. I gave it to you. It's yours. The yidda gal shonosu also minyono harishon acha shemosu lo habayis o hasodeh. So realize who your health belongs to, who anything, your health, people in your life, parnasa, money, realize who it doesn't belong to you. What are you getting up? This is the idea of Hashem Nosom Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Avorach. Right? It was only on loan from Hashem. So like, it shouldn't even stir me to being upset. It didn't belong to me. The guy, someone came and said, I want it back. In his nadavta benavshu v'monchal elokim, if you reach this madrega that you understand clearly that everything is Hashem's, nothing is yours, al ta'edlo al ma'aseihu, don't think twice, don't blink, don't mourn, don't feel bad about anything he does, b'chok kiritzono v'anagoso oscho kechefzo. It's not even your business, he seems to be saying, if Hashem has a cheshbon, if he doesn't have a cheshbon, if it's good, if it's not good, like this is number 28. He's like almost oblivious to how you should take it as good or not good. He's saying a different thing. He's saying a different concept. He's saying it's not your business. What are you? You're not, it's not yours. It was never yours. It's not yours in the first place. You don't deserve it. You're not entitled to anything. You're entitled to whatever Hashem gives you. So Hashem gave it to you for X amount of years, and that's it. It's nothing to do with you. And this is the idea where you saw in the Gemara with the mayor and Berea with his children dying. Right? That was the marshal that Berea said. She said, listen, someone gave me a pikadon and wants it back. Should I give it to him? Remei says, and then she showed him the dead children. And then he starts crying and she says to him, well, this is it. Hashem nosom Hashem lokach. V'meino tov loch b'nira mimenu, even if it's, you know, it doesn't look like it's a good thing, it looks tragic, but, you know, it's not your geshäft. Aber roi lecha shetenuach zaitcha olov, v'tismoch al hanagoso hama'ula uv'gzeiros dino. As long as you know that Hashem's doing it, and you know that he's doing it b'cheshbon, not arbitrary, he didn't go to sleep one day and this is happening because he's not minding the store. Chassu Shalom, right? That doesn't happen. So you know, so he's kilo machshvel sai machshvel sechem lo darchechem derochoi, and it's not my inyan. He doesn't have to answer to me why he's doing anything, and it never belonged to me. V'al tachse b'meshon asatalo mishalcha, don't back off. You say you had a clear, he's talking now, you had a clear understanding that it's not kochi v'otzim yodi. You had a clear understanding that everything belongs to Hashem. Avram Avinu understood that Yitzchak belongs to Hashem. Everything belongs to Hashem. My money belongs to Hashem. My health belongs to Hashem. My life belongs to Hashem. Everything belongs to Hashem. So don't backtrack off of that just because the owner wants to do something else with it than you would have preferred. He's the owner. Don't be chozer. Wait a second, this is my money. This is my, you know, my relative. This is my health. This is my children. What are you doing? Don't. You're backing off. You're backing off from your clear understanding that everything belongs to Hashem. Don't show tsar. You don't hear that. You're not entitled to be around even. You're not entitled to exist. Here he throws in, it's good for you. And, you know, if you don't understand what Hashem's doing, okay, that's cool. Why, you know, you don't have to. It's not your business. That's number 28. Now obviously, I hope, 28 is very different than 29, than 27. 27 gave me chizuk. 27 gave me something to hang my hat on. 27 gave me something to say, it's Tov, there's a Cheshbin, the Cheshbin's Tov, Hashem is Tov, maybe I don't understand it, maybe I don't see it, maybe I don't even feel it, but I know it, and it's Tov, it's either a Kapora, it's either Chesed, or it's Emes, and that's a very positive message. And that's a very difficult Madrega. 28 is like, is different, and we'll talk about it next week. It's different. 28 is like, are you happy about what Hashem did? I would say the answer, if you're doing 28, is, I'm not happy. Are you sad? I'm not sad. It's nothing to do with me. That's what he seems to be saying. There's nothing to do with me. I'm not happy, I'm not sad. Hashem just came here and took back something that belonged to him. It was never really mine. So, okay, you know, have a nice day. It's almost like, it's almost a cold, emotionless reaction. If to read it over, maybe even a few times, it sounds maybe crazy, it sounds even a little gaivadik, but I really spent years on this, to trying to understand. Do you do 28 and 27? They're obviously different. Do you do them at different times? Is one a lower madrega, one a higher madrega? So which am I supposed to do? Is it a higher, you know, Vayido Maharon? Right? Not the one of you died. I don't know. So maybe you should have said Vayismach Aharon. Vayidom is 28. Vayidom is 28. When we say Tzidik Adin, we say Kel Amunah Ve'inovel Tzadik V'yosher Hu. We're not, I don't know, that sounds more like 28 than 27. We're just saying, listen, this is Hashem's Geschäft. He's running the world. He knows what he's doing. And I have to step aside and be an observer. It's obviously harder, you see. It's not human. Okay, we're not supposed to be human. You're supposed to be a Malach, a Jew. It's true. If we work on this, that's the question. Do you do both? Do you juggle? Sometimes you'll be able to do 27. As hard, you see, a few minutes ago we thought 27 is not human. That I should welcome and say, thank you Hashem for doing this to me. Now we hit 28, and this is even more superhuman. This is like, you have to think about it. We'll talk about it next week. This is like, you reach a madrega, because he says this is a madrega where you assign everything to Hashem, and you're not entitled to anything, and it doesn't belong to you. So like, okay. It's like you're observing, like, you know, you're watching a movie. You know, it's not happening to you. It's happening. It's not your shift. It's hard. This is harder than 28. On the other hand, than 27. On the other hand, so what about when the Gemara says you should be mekabel l'pasimcha? It's like, so on the other hand it says vayidom maron. So when do you do one? When do you do the other? You're supposed to do both. The question of just what madrega you're on, what you're able to do. Was Aaron not be able to be besimcha? Why didn't Aaron say, thank you Hashem for taking away the lives of my two children? It's a question. Vayidom was this. Rameir said, Hashem nosom Hashem lokach. He shem Hashem avorach. He didn't start dancing a jig, which sounds funny, but according to 27, that's what you're supposed to do. Well, not really, because of the dinim of avelus, but theoretically, you're supposed to be besimcha. Okay, we'll leave it. It's good to think about. You have something to think about when you're waiting online.